Several years ago, Florida was stuck near the bottom of the national rankings for its foster care programs. The state had more foster children than it could handle. In some areas, it ran out of homes for the kids. Now Florida has become a leader at keeping children out of the foster care system. From member station WJCT in Jacksonville, Alyssa Zamora explains what changed.
Shamaya Gee and her husband William have all the jitters that come with being new parents, like trying to figure out why their newborn is crying.
I'm gonna check his pants.
I just put it on.
Sure.
Yeah. It's not that. He's trying to get that burp out, and then he's fighting sleep.
At first, the thought of motherhood terrified 27-year-old Shamaya. She was an unemployed temp, her husband's plumbing business was slow, and they couldn't pay the rent. Her fears escalated into postpartum depression.
It started out with the bills, and then I thought of it when it came to him. How am I going to provide for him when I can't even provide financially for myself? How am I going to provide for a newborn baby?
Gee told nurses she feared she might hurt her newborn son, Daniel, so the hospital notified the Florida Department of Children and Families. And rather than sending the infant to foster care, Gee had to complete a 12-week parenting class at the Family Nurturing Center, taught by Lynn Ross.
How can we have attachment if, oh, they're hungry, stick a bottle in their mouth and walk away?
And this is the key to Florida's foster care system. The state has invested in preventive services like this class to help families keep their kids. Child welfare specialists have increased educational opportunities, along with counseling and rehabilitation for mild substance abuse and domestic violence. Critics suggest the reform may compromise the safety of children if more kids are left with neglectful or abusive parents. But in 2 years, Florida's foster care population has dropped by 30%. According to the Seattle-based Casey Family Programs, that's the most improvement by far of any state.
And that is particularly surprising because, as people around the country, I am sure, will remember, it wasn't that long ago when Florida was the poster child for child welfare failure.
That's Richard Wexler of the National Coalition for Child Protection Reform. He says Florida is the only state which negotiated a waiver with the federal government to divert money into prevention. The gamble has paid off in Northeast Florida, where child welfare workers have reduced the number of kids in care by half. Regional foster care director Nancy Dreiser says services are tailored to each family.
What I think is key to what we're doing well is there's follow-up. So if that family somehow drops out, we get right back to the family and say, how can we help? Or if we have to do a removal, that's what we have to do.
All rise.
Speedy court proceedings have also cleared the backlog of foster kids who are ready to be adopted but have been held up by the system. Fewer kids means social workers can pay more attention to those who need it. Duval County Circuit Judge David Gooding says Florida's adoption record last year helped kids and taxpayers.
This circuit received recognition by Florida Tax Watch for reducing the average length of time children spend in foster care by 74%. To be a savings to taxpayers of over $1 million. Don't you love it when doing the right thing is also the most economical thing?
Child welfare workers say that savings and new spending flexibility are a bonus during the recession since they've had to deal with a spike in severe child abuse. Florida's foster care advocates also worry the down economy would have meant budget cutbacks. But buoyed by the program's success, this year state lawmakers gave the foster care system more money. For NPR News, I'm Alyssa Zamora in Jacksonville.